Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. James the Great, the brother of John, and one of the three apostles who were the closest friends of Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew relates, "Then the mother of James and John came with her sons to make a request of Jesus, and bowed low, and he said to her, 'What do you want?' She said to him, 'Promise that these two sons of mine may sit one at your right and one at your left in your kingdom.' 'You do not know what you are asking,' Jesus answered. 'Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?' They replied, 'We can.' 'Very well,' he said, 'you shall drink my cup. But as for seats at my right hand and my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted by my Father.' And when the other ten heard this, they were indignant with the two brothers." Now, you might be tempted to think James and John had given in to vain ambition, especially since the other apostles were indignant. But St. John Henry Newman gives a very different perspective. He thinks this was not vain ambition, but rather courage. Courage is the willingness to risk what is lesser for what is greater. Courage requires that we risk something to gain the prize. "Can you drink the cup?" Jesus asked. "Are you willing to risk what you hold most dear, even your life, in order to gain the kingdom of heaven?" And they answered, "Yes." This may not be vain ambition. This might just be the most prudent and heroic choice. They said, in essence, "We see the goal, heaven, the kingdom of God, and we are willing to risk everything for it." Can we say the same? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus spoke openly to the apostles about the fact that if they remained faithful to him, that they would reign with him. So James and John asked to reign with Christ, and he in answer told them, not that they were guaranteed of it, but that they must venture for it. They must strive after it. This is simply the virtue of hope. Hope is to desire heaven and then do something about it, strive after it. St. Jerome says, Jesus did not say, you shall not sit there, that he might not discourage the two brothers. Neither did he say, you shall sit there, that he might not stir the others to anger. But by holding up the prize before all, Jesus encouraged all to strive for union with him and the glory of the kingdom of heaven. Just as a good king presiding over a contest instituted by him, if his relatives and friends should come and say, give us the prize, the king will answer, it's not mine to give the prize to you, but to those who strive in the contest and gain the victory. So a great lesson is impressed upon us, that our love for Christ should cause us to have courage and hope. Courage, the willingness to risk everything for union with Christ, and hope, that we strive after it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
James did risk everything for the love of Christ and for souls. And he spread the truth about Jesus Christ all the way to Spain, which for them would have been the end of the world. And then on January 2nd, in the year 40, James had made it as far as Zaragoza, Spain. And there he was preaching the gospel, but with little success. And he was feeling very discouraged. So he sat down on the bank of the Ebro River, dejected. And at that moment, Mary, the mother of Jesus, appeared to James, standing on a pillar of marble. And she said to him, "James, the faith you establish here will be firmer and will last longer than the pillar upon which I stand." Encouraged by this vision, he arose, and he went forward and preached the gospel and won many converts to Christ, and the faith he established in Spain endures to this very day. And to remember the appearance and the promise of the Blessed Virgin, the first Marian shrine was built around the pillar on which she appeared. This bilocation of Mary came to be known as Our Lady of the Pillar in Zaragoza, Spain, 10 years before Mary was assumed into heaven. If you feel defeated, dejected, or confused, entrust yourself to Mary under the title of Our Lady of the Pillar, and she will strengthen you to be as strong and unshakable as that pillar which stands to this very day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
About 2 years after Mary appeared to James in Spain, he returned to Jerusalem, where King Herod had him arrested and beheaded, killed by the sword. Now, 10 years earlier, when James told Jesus that he could drink the cup, he would have had very little idea what that meant. And at that moment, he did not have the grace to drink the cup of martyrdom, but James had the right desire, and he was willing to risk everything for Jesus. And we, what courageous and generous gift of self are we willing to make for the love of Christ and the love of souls? Think of what Christ has done for us, and it cost him everything. Shouldn't we try to give as much as we can in return? Shouldn't we make some venture for him that contains fear, risk, danger, and the uncertainty of success? Maybe God has blessed you with a very prosperous business or practice. Maybe you've built up wealth. The temptation could be to store it up for the rest of your life, or to make your highest goal the ease and comfort of the generations that come after you. But maybe Christ wants you to risk that in order to build the kingdom through your wealth. Or maybe you're a young couple and you've now entered the mission of marriage to build up the kingdom of God by having and raising children for heaven. Are you willing to be heroically generous in having children? Or are you holding back out of fear? And are we as generous as we could be with prayer? Or do we waste time in lesser pursuits? And are we generous in invitation and hospitality, inviting people into our homes in order to help them come closer to Mary and Jesus through friendship and good conversation? Or are we too attached to the comfort of our routines? What are you willing to risk for the kingdom? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should desire to become a saint and strive after it with all our energy and resources, and help others to do the same. Teresa of Avila writes, "Have great confidence, for it is necessary not to hold back one's desires, but to believe in God, that if we try, we shall little by little, even though it may not be soon, reach the state the saints did with his help. For if they had never determined to desire and seek this state little by little in patience, they would never have mounted so high. His Majesty wants this determination, and he is a friend of courageous souls, if they walk in humility and without trusting in self. I marvel at how important it is to be courageous in striving for great things along this path. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what was on your mind during this meditation?
Well, actually, I'm always amazed at St. James, and especially Our Lady of the Pillar.
Oh, sure.
But I have to admit, what was on my mind is, you know, a lot of people contact us with prayer intentions, prayer requests. Mm-hmm. And I talk to a lot of people facing really difficult situations. And the difficult situation I'm seeing coming up over and over and over are young people who are suffering from deep depression, mental illness, psychosis, and it's really devastating for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's definitely mental illness that needs psychiatric care. But I've been talking with emergency room doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing an unprecedented rise in drug-induced psychosis.
Mm.
And often they point to this really bad combination of pot, Adderall, and certain antidepressants
mm-hmm.
that young people are combining together that can lead to this drug-induced psychosis that some of them just don't seem to come out of. And we live at a time in the world where these drugs are so prevalent that we've got to be more knowledgeable and in a position to help young people and to... And there's actually a fantastic book by Dr. John Mark Miravalli. The book is called How to Feel Good and How Not To. Mm. And he explains how alcohol, pot, antidepressants, all these things work on mm-hmm. the brain and what you need to know. It is a fantastic book. It is extremely well-researched. It brings the Catholic moral perspective
mm-hmm.
to bear on it. I read it, found it very enlightening. I think everyone today should read this book.
Yeah, especially when, I mean, you talk about those cases, but I can't describe how many people I could name off the top of my head that have combined those three.
Yeah.
Which is what's kind of insane about the whole situation, is that it always feels like an inevitable that if you go down one path, you end up on all three, which is strange. That's not from like a diagnostic perspective, but I know people that are on all three.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, just weed in its own right is becoming very popular and people don't see any consequence to it at all.
Yeah.
Both in the practical sense and in the long-term medical sense.
Yeah.
But we've seen it happen before and it's gonna happen again. But people are really messing up their brain chemistry right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I have four young people in my mind right now that are just devastated by it. And then when you look at, we spend so much time with digital media, and then we lose our attention span. Then they think they need Adderall or Ritalin, and then they can't sleep,
mm-hmm.
so they got to have pot, and then they get depressed. It's just like you said, it just spirals.
It does. It spirals really fast. Now, genuine question here, because I don't fully understand ADHD. Are we saying never use Adderall? I don't know if that's even a question I can directly ask. You're not a medical professional, but...
I'm not. I'm a doctor, but I am not a
not
medical
that
professional.
Kind.
But I can speak confidently to this, that with phones, video games, digital media, we've destroyed attention span.
Yeah.
Not only in kids, but adults. And we're not acknowledging the devastating effects on our consumption
sure.
of digital media.
I also just, from my understanding, Adderall is just a harder substance than people acknowledge.
It
being chemically almost identical to meth.
Yeah. 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 We're being very naive about these things. It was like at the beginning of the opioid crisis with pain. Doctors were prescribing them. People were taking them. They didn't realize how addictive they were. And then...
Sure.
I think there's a similar analogy here.
I'm only careful because I really haven't done extensive research on that.
Even more reason to read this book.
That's fair. That's a good answer. That's a safe answer.
And
I don't want people to...
Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
But we have such tremendous resources at our fingertips. But you know what we have the habit of doing? Is we'll get a book and then we'll leave it in our Kindle or we'll leave it on our shelf and we'll never read it.
Sure.
Because it takes effort.
Yeah.
It takes effort to learn these things.
And I think at the very least we can say of those three, you can definitely just avoid. You can just avoid pot in the first place. That's a good start. That one, I don't think you have to be a doctor to.
Well, and the problem today is that many young people think it's better for you than alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal.
Yeah. And
so if it's legal, it must
be
good.
We're not saying that alcohol has no bad effects. That's not a great comparison.
But This is often the argument I hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't. Plus, what many people don't realize is that the chemical in pot today is a much higher concentration than it was in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
So we need to be more well informed.
Yeah.
It's going to take some effort.
I've had this discussion before of, oh, if you weren't Catholic, would you have ever considered smoking pot? And my genuine answer is the only two close friends of mine that consistently smoked pot in high school both developed schizophrenia. That's my tap out.
Yeah.
That's because I'm not saying it gives you schizophrenia, but I'm not saying it helped.
Yeah. We're not laughing because it's funny. We're laughing because it's so, what's the word? It's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It's tragic that, I mean, you don't know thousands of people, but you have two in your friend group that.
That was a 100% ratio for me. I mean, it's just, at the very least, I wouldn't say it was good for their mental health, because that's the sort of thing that it's a mystery to us, but it seems partly genetic and partially from environmental triggers. So try and avoid environmental triggers.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Well, I just encourage everyone, regardless of your situation, this is a brilliant book by Dr. John Mark Miravalle. He is the head of moral theology at the Mount St. Mary Seminary in Baltimore. The book is called How to Feel Good and How Not to. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
And let's keep in prayer these young people that we know with such devastating effects and their families. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.